This is the Eating with Wisdom exercise. In this exercise, we'll explore the impulse to eat and start to take back the initiative in our relationship with food. The exercise is best done at a time when you haven't eaten for a while. You'll need to have some food in front of you as you do this exercise. It doesn't matter how much, a whole meal or a single slice of fruit. So take the time you need to get that ready and pause the track here if you need to. We'll start by settling down and connecting with the body. This helps us to bring our attention into the present moment, letting go of the thoughts about the past and future that can easily fill our minds. Tuning in to the sensations of the body gives us a more direct sense of those responses than just thinking about them. It's all part of connecting to the inner understanding or wisdom that knows what's best for us and can guide us away from unhelpful habits. So find somewhere quiet where you won't be disturbed. Sitting up on a cushion or on a straight back chair so you can be comfortable, but also upright and alert. We'll start by settling down. So closing your eyes, if that feels comfortable for you, and just feeling the body, feeling the feet touching the floor, the toes and the soles of the feet resting on the floor, and feeling the weight of the body on the seat, sensing the contact, not thinking about it, just feeling the sensations and sensing the body as a whole resting on the seat and rising upwards. Spine rising, weight settling. Strong back, soft chest. And noticing that you're breathing. Placing the hands on your abdomen so you can feel it moving as you breathe in and breathe out. Taking a slightly deeper breath, breathing in more deeply and feeling what's happening in the muscles as you breathe out. Sensing how the muscles let go. Each time we breathe out, there's a sense of release and letting go. We can use that natural release to help us unwind and contact a sense of calm. So keeping the hands on the tummy or placing them in the lap and connecting with the breath. Feeling the gentle rise and fall of your tummy with the breath. Breathing. Settling. Feeling the whole body resting on the seat. Acknowledging any tensions or tightness. Letting the breath flow into those areas. And taking time to notice how you are, seeing how thoughts bubble up and sometimes take our attention. For now, as best we can, we'll let the thoughts go like bubbles and bring our attention back to the breath and the body. And tuning in to the emotional tone of your experience. What's the weather like in your experience right now? Is it bright and sunny? Gloomy and overcast? A bit foggy? So just noticing our experience, However it is, it isn't good or bad. It's just the weather. Breathing gently, naturally, aware of the body and all the changes in our thoughts and our feelings. Now opening our eyes and taking in the piece of food that's in front of us. Taking in the colours, shapes, textures, just taking them in. Asking yourself if the food you're seeing is pleasant to look at or not so pleasant. Do you feel a wish to eat it? And checking, how strong is that impulse? Very slight? Or an urge to eat it right now. Closing your eyes and asking yourself how that impulse shows up in your body. Is part of your body responding? The mouth, the tummy, the heart? Just noticing the responses. They aren't good or bad, but they show us how we're affected by what our eyes take in. Now, opening your eyes again, and we'll use a sense of smell. You may need to bend down towards the food and breathing in the smell, sensing it. Taking it away and breathing to clear your nose, then bending down to smell it again. Taking in the scent. Now asking yourself how you're responding to this aroma. Is it pleasant? And how strong is any wish to eat the food? Not present at all, or very strong indeed? How does that response express itself? And tuning in to the body's responses once again. You can either do this while you're looking at the food, or else close your eyes to help you tune into the body more directly. So noticing how your body feels, and any changes in the mouth, the belly, or the heart. Again, noticing any impulse to eat and where that impulse shows up in the body. How strong is it? What's your body telling you about the food? Taking a breath. Pausing for a moment. How about your thoughts? Sitting with the food in front of you, can you notice what your mind is telling you about this food? Are there thoughts like, I should eat this? Or, I mustn't eat this? Or maybe thoughts that carry a judgment like, I shouldn't be wanting to eat it? Or, I'm good at this? Or, I'm really bad at this. It's helpful to notice the messages our minds give in relation to our food. They can influence us without our really knowing about them. So now, taking a breath and seeing if we can find a way to connect with our hearts, sphere of our emotional experience. Perhaps placing a hand on the heart area and just sensing what's there in the chest. What feelings do you notice in relation to this food and the thought of eating it. No response at all. Or something else. A wish for comfort, perhaps. Or a feeling of frustration. Noticing these feelings means we can take them into account without necessarily acting on them. So just feeling the breath in the chest and the heart region. And breathing with a sense of gentleness, kindness. If you want, and if now seems the right time, you could pause the track now and actually eat the food, taking your time. Eat slowly and with appreciation, staying attuned to any impulse to rush or gulp the food down, and savouring the experience with all of the senses. Then you can listen to the rest of this track. Now, turning our attention inwards once again. Maybe closing the eyes. Letting the attention settle on the breath. Feeling the whole body. Feeling the weight of the body resting on the seat. Now letting these thoughts and sensations fade into the background. And just staying with the breath flowing in and flowing out. Feeling the breath filling the body. And saying to yourself, may my body be at ease. Breathing. And saying it again. May my body be at ease. Open to the effect of saying this phrase as you breathe in. Gently drop the phrase into your experience like dropping a pebble into a pool. Maybe there's a response. Maybe there's none. It's fine either way. May my body be at ease. Noticing any response in the body, any sense of connecting with ease, calm, stability. May my body be at ease. Noticing any effect in our thoughts or our feelings and emotions. May my body be at ease. Breathing, resting as the breath flows in and flows out. Just resting in this moment, this space. Enjoying any sense of warmth, stillness, wholeness. Breathing. staying with the sense of the breath and the body. And taking a moment to absorb what's happened. Feeling our feet on the floor, breath flowing in and flowing out. Settling, absorbing. Mindfully investigating how we respond to food, as we've done in this exercise, is an alternative to mindless eating or comfort eating. Sometimes we want to eat because the body needs food. But it's helpful to check if we're actually hungry or if our impulse to eat is driven by habit, a desire to be stimulated, or an emotional desire for comfort. Pausing lets us choose whether to act on a certain impulse or if there's another way to find contentment and satisfaction. The hunger of the body and the cells can only be met by food and drink, but the hunger of the eyes, the mouth, the nose, the mind, and the heart can be met in other ways as well. Just resting in this moment brings a natural satisfaction. So enjoying the moment, right now, we don't have to be anywhere, do anything, or look for any kind of satisfaction from outside. It's enough to be here, now. Sitting, breathing, resting. And as we move towards the end of this practice, gently broadening our awareness, becoming aware of the room around us, noticing sounds, sensing the light. When you're ready, moving a little in a way that feels right for you. Maybe rolling your shoulders or stretching your arms and making a gentle transition as we move into the realm of activity. Open our eyes and draw the practice to a close.